The influential American composer George Crumb died Sunday at the age of 92. While audiences could find some of his music forbidding or opaque, it often mined a deeply felt and uniquely American vein of emotion. NPR cultural correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkas has this appreciation.
George Crumb won both a Pulitzer Prize and a Grammy for his music, but his piece that gained the most notoriety was his 1970 work Black Angels. By turns howling and richly meditative, it was a protest against the horrors of the Vietnam War. This music for string quartet, which utilizes spoken word, bowed water glasses, and electronics, inspired the founding of the famed experimental group Kronos Quartet and made it onto the soundtrack of the film The Exorcist. Decades later, David Bowie called it one of his favorite albums of all time. The anguishes of war were a subject that Crumb returned to. He was a native of West Virginia, and he frequently wove American folk songs and spirituals into his music. In his 2004 piece, The Winds of Destiny, he arranged old American songs in something of a commentary on the country's lasting political divides.
Well, it ends with Shenandoah, which I think has to be one of the most beautiful of all folk songs of any country, you know. It's just has that quality.
In 2011, theater director Peter Sellers staged The Winds of Destiny, featuring soprano Dawn Upshaw, along with amplified piano and a percussion quartet. In an interview with All Things Considered, Sellers observed how Crumb had tapped into still unresolved elements of American history.
And the same loneliness, bitterness, sourness that these songs reflect from the Civil War period, these were American songs from a time when the country was torn apart, and they reflect the kind of emotional intensity of the divide and also the longing to come together. So the material goes very deep into a still unhealed wound in the American psyche, and it's so American, you can't miss it.
Crumb also found inspiration in many other diverse sources, including the colors and timbres of the music of Claude Debussy, the poetry of Federico Garcia Lorca, and the calls of humpback whales. From 1965 until 1995, Crumb taught at the University of Pennsylvania. While there, he nurtured another generation of composers, including Jennifer Higdon, Osvaldo Golihoff, and Christopher Rouse. Crumb was also famous for his notated scores. They were so visually beautiful that some were featured in museum exhibitions. He called them symbolic notations. For example, he wrote a piano piece in 1973 in the midst of the Vietnam War. The sheet music for that work is in the shape of a peace symbol. In a 2002 interview with All Things Considered, Crumb said drawing his music that way was freeing, not just for him, but for the musicians who played his art.
It liberates the musicians in a way. They're not thinking of aligning parts in a vertical way. They're floating clear of that.
That sense of floating free into new realms was fundamental to George Crumb. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.